Wrung out, purified, shaky but stronger, I wandered naked around my new home. Half the kitchen was occupied by bottled water, palletized and stacked. The cupboards had been stocked with an odd mixture of Extramuros groceries and fresh produce from the tangles and arboretums of Tredegar. Some books had been left on the table. A few very ancient specfic novels, the originals, machine-stamped on cheap paper, were all dust. These had been copied out by hand on proper leaves. And a dog's breakfast of philosophy, metatheorics, quantum mechanics, and neurology. Some was famous stuff, written by people like Proteus. Some had been produced by avowed toiling in maths I'd never heard of. I concluded that some fid had been deputized to provide me with reading material and had run through a library blindfolded, pawing books off shelves at random. On my bed lay a new bolt, cord, and sphere, wrapped and knotted into the traditional package. As I undid the knots and folds, kicked off the last of my Ekba garb, and got dressed, everything that had happened since I'd been walked out the day gate of Edhar began to seem dreamlike. As far back in the past as the time before I was collected. In the kitchen I culled all of the food from the secular world, hiding it in the cupboards, and left the produce out where I could see and smell it. They had provided me with everything I needed to make bread, so I set about it without thinking. The smell of it permeated the module and drove back the sense of fresh poly, carpet adhesive, and glue board. I tried to read one of the metatheorics books while the dough was rising. Just as I was beginning to doze off, the book was impenetrable and my body's clock was out of sync with the sun, someone tried to scare me to death by pounding on the walls of my trailer. I knew it was Archibald by the weight of the impacts, by his footfalls as he prowled around, by the methodical way he pounded on every bit of wall that presented itself, as if I could have missed it the first time. I opened a window and shouted through steel mesh and cloudy poly sheet, "It is not made of stone like the buildings you were accustomed to, and so a little pounding goes a long way." A vaguely Archibald-shaped ghost centered itself in the aperture. "Fra Rasmus, how good it is to hear your voice and squint at your indistinct form. Likewise, am I still even considered a fra then? They are far too busy to fit your anathem into their schedules. Don't flatter yourself." A long silence. "I'm so terribly sorry," he said. "Me too." Archibald seemed upset, so I nattered on for a while. "You should have seen me an hour ago. I was a mess," I said. "Am still."
"You were there?"
"A couple of 100 feet away, I'd estimate." Then he began weeping in earnest. I couldn't very well go and put my arms around him. I tried to think of something to say. It was harder, I saw, for him. Not that watching Orlo die had been easy for me. But if it had to happen, it was better to have been there and watched it. And better, as well, to have spent a couple of days afterwards with my friends on the beach.